Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
The book of Judges is a chronicle of the leaders of the Israelites from the time they entered the Promised Land after Joshua until they get to the what we refer to as the Davidic monarchy, where kings ruled the people of Israel, or the Hebrew people. And in the fourth chapter of the book of Judges, we read this story about a prophetess, a judge named Deborah. It says, "At that time, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lippidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites came up to her for judgment." So a judge was this, it's actually a pretty expansive role, was this military and political leader in ancient Israel, long before, as I said, the kingly leadership of the Hebrew people. Long before King David, long before King Solomon or King Hezekiah, there was Deborah. Deborah was the lead arbiter and military general of her age. So a woman. A woman led Israel in a day and age when women were afforded little, if any, authority whatsoever. More than 3,000 years after Deborah, you know this as well as I do, our culture continues to struggle with the abilities and worth of certain individuals. We may, for instance, question the strength of women, or we see great limitations for people with disabilities, or we may malign people who appear different from ourselves. But here's the thing. There is no limit to what God can do with us and who God can empower to leadership in this world. There are no limits on that. We may be slow to recognize, right? We may be slow to recognize the gifts and abilities of others. God is not. So the next time you doubt your worth or your ability, or the next time, frankly, you doubt the worth or ability of someone else, remember Deborah. God doesn't want you to forget. So take some time today to just think about the doubts that you have about yourself. What are some of the misgivings you have about yourself? And let's pray about that now. Lord God, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we tend to see deeply flawed individuals, deeply flawed people. As we work our way through life, we're reminded of our limitations. As we witness the value of the culture that we are all a part of, it can feel as though we're just less than we should be. But time and time again, Lord God, you remind us that our world values, what our world values and what you value are not the same. In Deborah, the world likely saw a dependent woman, but you, Lord God, you saw a great leader of people. So we thank you that your vision for us prevails, just as it did for Deborah. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.